many, many people have been preparing a long time for this time of year. They've marked the date on their calendar. They've made sure that their friends and family will be around. They've got out their very best and finest clothes. They've marked the calendar, the date, the time. They've prepared, they've studied, they've read, they've done all those wonderful things in the hope that they would not be disappointed, that they would be able to celebrate with all those gathered on that wondrous night, to applaud, to give thanks. And they weren't disappointed. Star Wars had a great opening night. And we laugh at that, of course. But the truth is that how many of our friends and family do we know that exactly did that, prepared months in advance, got out their Star Wars costumes, read everything about the movie that was to be written, to be read, all in getting ready for that night, bought their tickets months in advance, camped out so they could be the very first ones into the theater, spent time, energy, and maybe even called into work and said, can't make it today, I have a cold, right? And that's something that happens often in our world, that preparing, that getting ready. The political writer, Kirsten Powers, she writes for USA Today and is a Fox News contributor, if you read her bio, wrote a really interesting article for Christianity Today this week. And she wrote that becoming Christian ruined Christmas for her. Just to give you a brief snapshot, she grew up in a house that was nominally Christian. Her dad brought her to Episcopalian church every once in a while. You know, we call those Christmas and Easter Catholics. That's what she was in, Episcopalian church. When she was in her 20s, early 20s in college, she did what a lot of college kids do. I don't believe in God anymore. Lived her life basically as an atheist. Came to Christianity, came to believe in Jesus again at an evangelical Presbyterian church, and then earlier this fall entered the Catholic Church, which all goes in the story of how does becoming a Christian ruin Christmas? And she, in her story, in this article, writes about how, as a non-Christian, Christmas was all about making plans for going to the next big blockbuster, making sure that I had presents for everyone necessary and everyone knew what I wanted for Christmas too, making plans for where I was going to go on holiday, on vacation, what I was going to do, how much work I would get off, and all the other many things that occupy our lives. And she wrote that when she became a Christian, her focus changed completely. It changed from what I want into what does God want of me? It changed from the focus of my needs to the person of Jesus Christ. And it wasn't like she stopped going to the movies or stopped taking vacations or getting presents or receiving presents or giving presents or receiving presents. That continues on, but the focus becomes Jesus. It becomes, why am I doing this? And for whom am I doing it? Rather than simply everything reflects back to me. In our second reading tonight from the Hebrews, that's what the writer of Hebrews is trying to get his people to understand, get us to understand, is that God doesn't desire sacrifice, sin offerings. He desires our presence. He desires us to be with Him in what we do and how we live our lives, to change the focus of about being about me and the focus once more flowing out to being about God. And like I said, it's not that God doesn't want us to give presents. I enjoy receiving presents. I enjoy giving presents. Not as much as receiving them, but I do enjoy it. I enjoy vacation. I can't usually take it over Christmas, but one day, maybe again in my life. And that is something that we do and continually to do. But why do we do it and for whom do we do it? And more importantly, with whom do we do it? With whom are we spending our lives? And how are we spending it with Him who is our God? And with those who are around us as family, friends, and community? Because our gospel story tonight tells that story of going out. Mary being told that she will be the mother of God and that Elizabeth is with child, the first thing that Mary does is go to Elizabeth. As Mary enters the room, the child within Elizabeth leaps for joy. And Elizabeth, rather than saying, "Mary, look at me, 6 months pregnant, no one ever thought I would be," rather reflects back God's blessing that walks in the room and gives us that wonderful line. "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And how is it that the mother of our God walks into my room, my house, and blesses me? And then she says something really remarkable. "Blessed are you who believe what God said would be done to you. Blessed are you." Now, Elizabeth was not in the room when the archangel Gabriel spoke to Mary. So how did Elizabeth know what God spoke to Mary? How does she know that? Well, she knows it because she knows God. And she knows the scripture, the sacred voice of God that has been spoken throughout history. That voice that has promised a Savior, a Messiah, a Christ that will lift us from our sins and unite us once more in that intimate relationship with God. And as Elizabeth feels the presence of Christ through her son dancing in her womb, she understands that that Messiah is here and present now in the child that grows within Mary. And she shouts for joy because she has prepared. She has planned. She has gotten herself ready to receive the Christ, to receive the Savior of the world. And that is what we should be doing too. Every day, preparing ourselves, opening our hearts to be with Jesus, to refocus our lives again and again and again away from those things that distract us so much from who we are called to be as sons and daughters of the living God, and enter into that intimate and powerful relationship where we reach out in sharing the gifts that God gives to us, in the generosity and the abundance that God shares with us that we are called to share with one another. It is that Christmas time. It is that Christmas time of blessing. It is that tagline that people use, the season of sharing, the season of giving, the season of being with others. And so as we recognize that in our lives, as we recognize that we are also called to bear Christ within ourselves, to bear Christ within our soul as we receive him in the Holy Eucharist, as we receive him in the power of God's grace living within us. We go out, and as we enter houses of others, we bring Christ with us. We bring Christ as we change our focus in the hopes that we will, as bearers of the good news, ruin Christmas for everyone so that everyone focuses on Christ. Everyone turns away from selfishness, from greed, from the me attitude of life into the we attitude, the unity, the blessing that comes from being part of the family of God, being part of the greater blessing that God calls us to share. So with Mary, let us go forth, and with Elizabeth proclaim, blessed, blessed are we who carry, who bring forth the good news.